At some point, most of us will face this four-letter word, debt. A new study out today by the Pew Charitable Trust says 80% of Americans carry some form of debt, from student loans to credit card balances. NPR's Yuki Noguchi reports that number shows this isn't just an issue for younger people starting out.
There are many among the so-called silent generation, those born before World War II, who are still paying off mortgages and credit cards.
Silent generation people, 90% of whom are retired, are carrying debt later into life, so over half of them still have debt.
Diana Elliott is research manager for Pew and says the study shows that subsequent generations carry even larger burdens. Not all debt is bad, she says, but too much might limit future options. Baby boomers, for example, on average have far more debt than their parents did at the same age. 13% of boomers are still paying off student loans, either for their children or because they went back to school later in life.
This raises a fundamental question about, is it helpful that boomers are carrying this debt, possibly into retirement?
If that seems bad, Generation X, those born between 1965 and 1980, are on track to be even more indebted. As a group, they've reduced their mortgage debt in recent years, but the average Gen Xer still has $88,000 in debt. And now Elliott says they face their own kids' college costs, which raises another question.
Will they be able to propel their children in the way that they would like to?
So it may seem refreshing that the younger adults, known as millennials, are on track to have less debt because fewer of them are taking on mortgages. But Elliott says lower debt does not necessarily mean they're better off.
Around half of them have less than $1,000 in liquid assets. So it really suggests that these low-debt millennials are not doing as well financially as their high-debt peers.
Sarah Wolf, a researcher for the Center for Responsible Lending, says one key determinant of whether a loan is good or bad often comes down to affordability.
The report puts a heavy emphasis on just looking at the raw amount of debt. And I think that it's important to also consider the terms and conditions.
Wolf says the fallout from the subprime mortgage crisis may have made younger generations more skeptical about taking on debt. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News, Washington.